It's Thursday, March 16th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. One big thing to know today. All AI all the time. As GPT-4 hits, Microsoft's been using it already, and they launched Copilot for Microsoft 365. Plus, Google's new release and the malware created by ChatGPT. This is the business of tech. Time to do more AI, considering how many announcements came in the past 48 hours. OpenAI announced on Tuesday GPT-4, the latest iteration of their large language model. This is multimodal, accepting text and image inputs to generate text outputs. The impressive demo included inputting the U.S. tax code and answering questions, scanning a drawing of a website on a napkin and generating the code for that website, and describing in detail what appeared in images. In the announcement, OpenAI claimed that GPT-4 scored in the 90th or higher percentiles for the bar exam, the verbal GRE, and the reading and writing portions of the SAT, without specifically training the model for these tests. This means an automated system took these exams without studying and could score higher than most humans. According to the company, it could achieve 1410 on the SAT, pass the bar and GREs, and scored all fours and fives on AP Art History, Biology, Calculus BC, and Chemistry exams, high enough to get college credit. And the company claims GPT-4 is 82% less likely to respond to requests for disallowed content and 40% more likely to produce accurate responses than GPT-3.5 on internal evaluations. The company released it as closed source, breaking with prior tradition, not including details about the architecture, including model size, hardware, training compute, dataset construction, and training method. Want to try GPT-4 now? Microsoft announced that Bing AI Bot has already been running GPT-4, and the company has removed the waitlist for Bing Chat, making it available to everyone. The company is also rolling out the Bing AI Chatbot as a sidebar in its Edge browser, available now. Microsoft has announced Copilot for its Microsoft 365 apps. Powered by GPT-4, it sits alongside the Microsoft 365 apps as a chatbot to generate text in documents, create PowerPoint presentation based on Word documents, or even help use features like pivot tables in Excel. Currently being tested with about 20 customers, the intention is to expand the previews in the coming months and share pricing and details along that time frame. The rollouts continue. LinkedIn introduced AI-powered writing suggestions, initially focused on improving profiles and writing job descriptions. Google-backed Anthropic has launched its chatbot, Claude. Anthropic says its early clients report the tool's less likely to produce harmful outputs and is easier to converse with. Google has opened up its AI model, Palm, intended to have an offering to compete with OpenAI and Meta's offerings. And the company showed off its medical-focused one, a chatbot called MedPalm 2, which consistently passes medical exam questions with a score of 85%, placing it at the expert doctor level, the company said. Of course, it's not all good. Security experts have developed a method for tricking the well-known AI chatbot, ChatGPT, into creating malware. Quoting Cybersecurity News, CodeBlue 29 used OpenAI's ChatGPT to create a ransomware test sample to test different EDR solutions to help them decide which product to purchase for their company. They were able to have ChatGPT generate pieces of code that were able to append together to create a working sample of custom ransomware in Python, despite having little programming experience. During the testing of the ransomware against several EDR solutions, the malware was able to circumvent one of the vendor's defenses. CodeBlue 29 reported the discovery to the EDR vendor via their bug bounty program, which resulted in the issue being resolved. Finally, let's leave a big idea to ponder. Could AI replace the CEO? NetDragon Websoft, a Hong Kong-based online gaming firm with $2.1 billion in annual revenue, did just that, and the company has outperformed Hong Kong's stock market. I'll link to the Hustle's analysis here, because further data shows how CEO pay isn't correlated to performance, with lower-paid CEOs outperforming their higher-paid counterparts. Why do we care? Will the CEO be automated? Not really, but they may be augmented by AI or have their roles further dispersed. While this show won't become the business of AI, this is the most exciting tech area right now, full stop. Context: ChatGPT hit its first 1 million users in record time, taking just 5 days to reach that number. January 2023, it hit 57 million and 100 million users in February. That is shadow IT on speed. The tools are in users' hands. Putting it right in the browser drives adoption. And say it again, drives adoption without IT intervention, without the bosses knowing. Huge space here to consult and help businesses be effective and reduce exposure. Models and prompts are the first areas to get educated on. Every client needs cyber protection, but that doesn't mean service providers have to deploy a jumbled patchwork of solutions to get it done. Modern protection starts with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. Acronis combines backup, anti-malware, endpoint protection, management, and robust ransomware defense all from a single console. That's why successful MSPs use Acronis to generate more recurring revenue and reduce churn. It's easy to get started at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Panda Day. Who doesn't like pandas? I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.